Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents The Coffin Confessor, written and narrated by William Edgar. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. It's Your Funeral. It was a perfect day for a funeral, a bright summer morning on the Gold Coast. In a few hours, the heat and humidity would skyrocket, baking the steepled roof until the chapel was oven hot. But for now, the weather was on the side of the mourners, who shuffled into the church to pay their respects to the deceased. The men wore simple black suits, the women, tasteful knee-length dresses in muted tones, with the occasional splash of colour. I filed in along with them, sombre, head bowed respectfully, while we took our seats, chairs scraping and shoes squeaking. The ceremony opened with a few words from the priest, a hymn, and then a big fellow seated in the pew stood up and slowly made his way to the lectern. There he stood for a moment shuffling the papers he'd prepared for the eulogy. He introduced himself as John, the best friend of Graham, the deceased, and welcomed us to his farewell. They'd all known and loved Graham, and they'd all miss him. John was a big guy, the silver-haired, red-faced Queensland farmer type used to getting his own way. The sort of man who wore a big, easy smile on his face as he made his way through the world. But his mouth turned down as he cast a sad look towards the coffin that held his best friend in the whole world, Graham Anderson. John stared off into the chapel mournfully, took a deep breath, then began to speak. The crowd listened respectfully as he delivered his opening words. His voice echoed through the chapel, over the sound of the gentle weeping from some of the mourners. It was a beautiful scene, a Hollywood perfect opening to a funeral service. After exactly 2 minutes had passed, as arranged, I stood, tugged my suit vest down to neaten it, and cleared my throat. I reached into my vest pocket to retrieve a letter. "Excuse me, but I'm going to need you to sit down, shut up, or fuck off. The man in the box has a few things to say." Every eye in the room turned to me. The priest's jaw hit the floor. He didn't know what was happening. He was in shock, by the looks of things. But my attention was focused on John. He's the one I'd come to confront, and I'd kept an eye on the would-be eulogist while reading from the letter which Graham had given me. By the way the colour drained from John's face, I could tell he knew what this was about. He was shit scared, as well he should have been. I'll explain why in a moment, but first we'll have to go back in time a few months, back to when I first met Graham, the man laying in the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?